Hello, this is Revel, and you are listening to Rockin' Radio. For Timeline Clarity, this show was recorded and uploaded in July 2009. My guest today, and it's sort of a reunion since she and I started this whole show together, things have evolved quite a bit since then, is Alyssa Cohen. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thank you, Revel. It's good to be back.
Hey, it's my pleasure having you. It's been a long time.
I know.
I think, what did we start this? Over 2 years ago, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and things have happened. You've opened one restaurant. You got another one coming. Tell us what's going on with you.
Yeah. What's going on? All right. I opened the Boston restaurant, and that has been doing fantastic. It's just unbelievable. It's packed all the time. So I decided to open another one, and we just signed the lease for that. So we're actually down there working and getting it ready, and that'll be open in September.
September 2009. Look forward to it. Yeah, that's why we can't have her. I'm trying to get her on Let's Talk Raw so y'all can ask her questions too instead of me.
Yeah, we'll do it.
But you got that happening in September. What else?
I'm doing new 4-day format certifications, which are amazing. It's 3 days in Maine with me and then 1 day, a full 12-hour day at Grazo Restaurant in Boston. So that's been just a huge success because people are flipping out. I mean, they get all the basics, the level one, the level two. They get the teacher training, the level three, and then they go to Grazo for, it's really like a day in the life of a chef. So it's a pretty amazing 4 days. And I also just signed a huge book deal, which is really pretty exciting. So that's about it.
So after you put together 365 pages plus in your other book, what do you have to talk about in this new one?
Well, this is actually going to be all the recipes from Grazo.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's going to be cheeses and all our gelatos and just our incredible, like our land and sea and our specialty dishes and all our desserts, everything, all of the dishes from Grazo. And it's also going to be kind of like a glossary, like what is a macadamia nut, what do you do with it, how do you store it, how do you use it. So,
that's important. That is so cool because I think people are missing out on that.
I do too, and there's really not a lot of, you know, some books do a little of that, but there's not a ton of it.
Mm-mm.
So I'm pretty excited about that. It'll be like 300 recipes and then just a lot of information.
And explanations.
Yeah. Yeah, explaining all the different types of food you can use and substitutions and everything. Yep.
Oh, my God. And so what's the name going to be of this book?
I'm not sure yet. We're still kind of working that out.
Living on Live Food, too?
Yeah, no, because I'm doing it with a publisher. But it'll be different, but not quite sure.
Oh, you're going big time now. You're going to have a publisher instead of self-publishing, huh?
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. No more self-publishing. I learned my lesson.
I know people don't realize what it takes, you know, because we've explained so many times how your first book is worth two or three of other people's books.
Yeah.
Because you've got some, you know, they go, well, it's so expensive. And you go, you know what? You don't have any idea what it takes, first of all, to put a book together. How long did it take you to write that book, that first one?
Well, you know, it was like 3 years of gathering information. Once I sat down, it was like 6 months of writing. But it's a long process.
And it is a long process.
Yeah, and I really taught myself how to do it as I went along. So, it was a ton of work. I mean, this time I'm doing it just in a different way to get it out there more to people who wouldn't necessarily find my book either.
Yeah. Are you going to put some color photos in it too?
I am, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a hardcover too.
Wow.
Yeah, and a really big book.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of being modeled after, you know, Deborah Madison's book, Vegetarian Cooking for Everybody. It's kind of like the seminal book in vegetarian cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of being modeled after that.
Wow, that's not one I've seen. Good, I expect to see one in my mailbox pretty soon, and I will look at it and, you know, and actually use it and write it up on my blog, which is
great.
What I've been doing is doing interviews with people and then putting their book on my blog and explaining what's in it because people don't realize the value of certain books.
Yeah.
And the last one, I mean, it was definitely worth two or three of anybody else's books. So good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Thank you. Yes. I love my first book is my baby. I mean, that's just the basics of how to go raw, how to stay raw. And I mean, that was so much, you know, written from my heart. Not that this book won't be, but that's still, I think, always going to be my favorite.
But isn't that how it felt when you first got it in your hands, the first time it was published and you got it in your hands? You go,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like having a baby.
It is. It's definitely like birthing. Yeah.
Yeah, without that pain. Well, yeah. Different pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the new restaurant?
It's also going to be called Grazo.
Okay.
Yeah, Grazo in Newburyport.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so people have been asking about the dehydrator. For those who don't know, Alyssa's got a forum called rawfoodtalk.com.
Yep.
And there's a lot of questions there. One of them is, when are you going to put out a dehydrator? Is that on the back burner, or is that ever going to come out?
Yeah, that's kind of on the back burner. I wanted to do that because I feel like there's really not there's really no really, really good dehydrators out there. But I had someone helping me build it and design it, and you know, that's not really my forte. And then he just kind of wasn't really doing it, so I just kind of, mm-hmm. you know, went on and lost interest in that. I'd like to still do it, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting how we evolve, and then things that we were really, really enamored of just kind of dissipate.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, even the restaurant, my focus is really on the restaurants now, which is funny because it really is so much my background, so ingrained in me. I mean, I grew up in the restaurant business, as you know, and but I was really not headed in that direction, but I see now what the restaurant has done in so many ways for people. You know, people will search out my book if they're into raw food, or if they're open to it, or if they hear something about raw food or they're interested, they'll search the internet for information. But I love the idea of having restaurants in different areas and having people just come in because they're curious, or, oh, the food looks good, but they don't know what it is. And then when they eat it, they are completely converted and turned on to raw food. So that's been a really amazing thing to witness.
And so you've got another living location here in SoCal again?
Another what?
Living location.
What do you mean?
You have a house down here now?
No, we don't.
You moved again?
Yeah. I forgot when the last time I talked to you.
Last time we talked,
I am half the time. It's funny. I was driving to the store the other day, and I was thinking in my mind, like, okay, this is the route. And then I thought, wait a minute. I'm not in California. I mean, I think I've moved a little too much.
Yeah, last time we talked, you had just bought a house again down in Laguna.
Yeah, we, well, we had to come back here because we had a lot of stuff happening with our property here. It was getting damaged from the winter, and we had to get new property management. And then we had, you know, the restaurant, and then everything seems to happen when I'm on the East Coast. It's a really bizarre thing. I tend to slow down when I'm out there on the West Coast. And on the East Coast, all of a sudden my life gets nutty. So I must want the nuttiness right now because I'm back here. So,
well, at least you had time to chat this time.
Yeah, I know.
TV show, anything happening with the TV show?
No, not really. I've kind of just put that on the back. I was doing a lot of, I have a ton of film and, you know, some stuff to put together, and I just kind of have put that on the back burner too. My priorities have just kind of changed, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, understandable, you know, when you get where you're going. Okay, so I'm going to put a little bug in your ear, and I know others will too. You'll be hearing about it on Raw Food Talk.
Yeah.
They'll be saying, did you listen to the interview? Now, yeah. Alyssa, you need to open a restaurant in my area or my area. So remember, you love Southern California, and Pasadena is a really great place. I mean, there's money here. There's people here. We don't have a raw food restaurant. Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah.
Pasadena, California, you know where we're at.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, my thing is that I'd like to really expand, and my next thing is kind of out in towards, you know, LA and then New York and then all over. So we'll see.
Yeah. East side of LA.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's so much.
You can show me around when I come out and find some spots for me.
Yeah, there's so much going on the west side. You know, there's like five restaurants out there and nothing. We got Crew this side. And Rashid just opened one.
Cool.
Over in like Studio City way, but we still don't have anything Pasadena way.
All right.
So we'll take
it. I'll check it out.
All right. We'll get into some more information with Alyssa Cohen. Go to alyssacohen.com. Correct me if I misspell it. A-L-I-S-S-A-C-O-H-E-N. People tend to misspell your first name, especially. Yep. It's one L, two S's, correct?
Correct.
All right. AlyssaCohen.com. Go there. She's got all kinds of products. She's got her books. Do you still have a clothing line?
I do. Yep. Clothing line and soon to be, well, I'll talk to you about that after. There's another line coming
up. So we'll
out.
Be back in a flash because I got to do my thing. Hi, and welcome back to Rockin' Radio. Please check out my newest site, letstalkraw.com, where your questions will be asked of our guests. We've got a full lineup through August 2009 as of this episode. With a small one-time lifetime fee, you can participate in all the interviews by emailing your questions and receive my e-booklet, Let's Talk Raw, an Unbaker's Dozen of My Favorite Recipes. If you've not heard yet, I've got a new program called Tap Into Your Ideal Weight. As Alyssa says, it's not just about the food, so I've created this program to support people who would like to address other issues with food, including when, where, and why we eat, emotional aspects, habit, and more. So check out Bodacious Living, that's B-O-D-A-C-I-O-U-S, bodaciouslivingcom/idealweight for live in-person classes here in SoCal and upcoming classes online. Again, that's bodaciouslivingcom/idealweight. All right, we're with Alyssa Cohen. Alyssa and I started this program, almost two, three years ago.
Yeah.
And Alyssa just got so busy, we couldn't maintain it anymore. She's on the East Coast, as we said, and so I'm starting my day at 8 a.m., and she's in the middle of her day at 11 a.m., and it just got a little frustrating for us. So.
Yeah.
I went on with the show, and Alyssa went on with her show. Now, you don't really participate much in what's called the quote-unquote raw food community, do you? I mean, you don't go and speak at various places.
You know, you always ask the tough questions, Rebel. That's why I love you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I don't.
No, you know what? You know, what I see you do is you go about your own business and you create your own business.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I love being around people and being involved in other things, but there's a couple of reasons. One is that when I tend to do things with other people, I kind of move at the speed of light, and it doesn't seem to work when I try to do things with other people, whether it's like seminars or things like that. And I kind of just have this vision that I feel like I'm supposed to be, you know, again, I kind of move at a certain pace, and I really work intuitively. So people will say to me, wow, you're successful at everything you do. Well, that's not really the case. They just don't see the things that I fail at because I'm constantly every day thinking of new ideas and new ventures, and I'll start something, and then if it doesn't feel right, I'll move on to the next thing. And, you know, that can tend to drive other people crazy when they work with me.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of in my own space doing my own thing. And there's a lot of people out there doing raw food now. And, you know, some of it I like the way they're doing it, and some I don't like the way they're promoting it and doing it. So.
Yeah, well, that was my next question.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this big trend now into, I'm going to say, packaged superfoods? Because for me, everything I eat that's raw and it's organic, that to me, that's superfood.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to dead food.
I agree.
But what about these all this packaged quote unquote superfoods, the goji berries, the maca, the cacao, how do you feel about that? Do you recommend those much? Do you eat them much yourself?
I mean, I eat it. I don't think it's bad. I mean, I think they're fine. I wouldn't call them super. To me, they're not superfoods. Superfoods, like you said, are raw living foods. And like sprouts to me are superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
Those are more superfoods than something packaged like maca or cacao. But I don't think those foods are bad. I mean, I sell them, and I use them at the restaurant, and they make interesting desserts or, you know, fun shakes and things like that. And I think they have nutritional value. But I think you can get more nutrition from a living food that's not packaged or processed. And, you know, it's got to be processed in a certain way to be in a package, so.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, I understand this is the quote-unquote superfoods. I'll use that term just so people know what we're talking about. As a addition to the raw and living foods on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's fine. I mean, I use, you know, we make incredible drinks, cacao drinks and goji berry drinks at the restaurant, and we use all that stuff in desserts. And, you know, I've just never relied. I don't use a ton of it myself. I tend to eat more living foods, whole living foods, than rely. I know some people really rely on that for their daily, like most of their daily food, which I don't think is a good thing. I mean, I think it's much better to have whole, fresh food.
Why do you think it's not a good thing?
I just think it's packaged and processed to some degree. And I think it's okay to incorporate that. I just think living whole foods are much better. I mean, sprouts, fruits, vegetables, I think it's just more, just a higher vibration and a higher...
Right, a higher life force.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's my feeling too.
Yeah.
So what is a day of eating in the life of Alyssa Cohen?
Oh, my God, that varies so much. It's funny when people ask me that. I mean, compared to, you know, one day, all right, for like yesterday, I was I had interviews from 8:30 in the morning. I started, I went down to Newburyport, and I had 8:30 in the morning until 4 o'clock. I sat there and did an interview every half an hour, and I wanted to get a lot of them done. I mean, I wanted to get them done this week, so I really booked them right after another. So I knew I was going to be down there all day with nothing in the area to get, so I had... Dennis made me my pineapple and strawberry juice in the morning and my wheatgrass, and then I brought, I made a juice with kale, kale, celery, spinach, tomatoes, scallion, and a couple of other things, and I had a huge juice. And then I had a couple of pieces of fruit. Then on the way home, I went to the gym, and then when we got home, I had a little bit of cheese from the restaurant, an herb and garlic cheese, and I made a big salad for Dennis, and I had some of that. But then other days, I'll just mostly I do fruit and juices and smoothies, just easy stuff because I'm busy. But then I'll go into the restaurant, and Leah will say, do you want me to make you this special tonight, or do you want me to make you a great salad? And I'll say, no, I'll have the brownie sundae. So that's pretty much what I live on when I'm in the restaurant. So
a brownie sundae?
Oh, it's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a brownie sundae. It's a brownie with whatever kind of ice cream is on special that night, and the chocolate sauce. And oh, it's like the best. She's always like, let me make you a salad. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll have the brownie sundae first. Okay, I'll have the salad out there.
I've eaten all the good stuff.
I can have a salad at home.
I have all the good stuff already. This is better.
Yeah.
Let me have the better stuff now.
So, you know, it really depends. I mean, sometimes I'll bring stuff home from the restaurant, or I don't make a ton of dehydrated. It's funny, I just turned an old friend of mine on to raw, and she's been making a ton of food, and she's been bringing me up, like enchiladas, but I don't love, you know, once in a while that's fine. I don't feel the best when I'm eating a ton of that stuff, so, you know.
That's a good transition thing.
Yeah, and when I'm in my certifications, I tend to eat a lot of that because I'm sitting in the kitchen talking and I'm just eating in between on breaks, and I tend to eat a lot of crackers and all the dehydrated food. So,
sure.
You know, it really just varies depending on what I'm doing and where I am and, you know, what's going on.
Now, let me ask you, when you eat like you normally do with fresh and living food as opposed to dehydrated, do you feel the difference with the dehydrated? Do you feel grounded or more tired or anything?
I do. I mean, I notice that I do get more tired when I eat a lot of dehydrated foods. I just feel kind of heavy and bogged down. When I'm eating juices and smoothies and salads, I feel a lot lighter, which I like. You know, when I work out, I feel better. I just feel like I have more energy.
Cool. And how's Dennis feel about starting a new restaurant?
He's really excited. No, you know, actually his thing is he's amazing at opening. His thing is opening restaurants. I mean, there's a ton of work. People don't realize. I love the decorating and getting the plates and all that. I mean, that's the fun stuff. But all the permits and dealing with the city, but that's his thing. He's done it so many times. He's had like 25 restaurants, and So he's really amazing with that part of it and really the business part of it, so which is great because for me, then it makes it fun. But he loves that. He gets bored after a couple months. Then he's ready to like, okay, he's done.
Okay, we'll send him out to Pasadena.
Yeah. Well, his thing, yeah. If I kept opening him, he'd be, you know, he gets stressed out and he says he's tired, but he thrives on that. He loves it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, it's great to have a partner who does the part that he loves to do and you love do the part you love to do.
Yeah, I have to say we are very compatible that way. It's where we love doing it. Yeah, we just fit totally like that.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about we're thinking about doing some retreats over in Nevada.
Mm.
And I'm thinking about the retreat itself. You know, we can just start, you know, do it on Mother's Day and the husbands can go and play golf or go to the casinos and the wives can come to the retreat and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I'm thinking about how to do the land and
right.
What I'm like, good, you do that part. I'll do the other part. And
right. I'm designing the sign. And Dennis is like, we don't have to do that right now. And I said, yeah, we do. That's the important part, getting the vision, you know.
All right, so we'll be back with Alyssa Cohen in a flash. Don't go away. Hi, this is Revel. We're back with Rockin' Radio. Please take the time to check out my website, revelations.com, two V's as in victory and two L's, where you can sign up for my weekly revelations. When you do, you'll receive my latest ebook, find out about my teleclasses, or my books, Revolutionize Your Life in 30 Days, A Self-Empowering Playbook, and Smoothies and Smoothies for Life. Also, books I recommend from Amazon and more. Remember to surrender to the blender for optimal health. A segment of Rockin' Radio sponsored by PhotoBoothLosAngeles.com, the premier photo booth rental company in Southern California. If you know of or are holding an upcoming event, please consider having Photo Booth Los Angeles as part of the festivities. They're available for weddings, graduations, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, corporate events, reunions, anniversaries, and more. We're back with Alyssa Cohen, AlyssaCohen.com, AlyssaCohen.com. And we're talking about all the things I have needed to catch up on with her for quite some time. So you're talking about going to the gym. You're still working out then?
Yeah, still working out. I actually, I've always worked out, but for the last couple of years, it hasn't been the workouts that I used to do. It's been a lot less and quicker. So I'm really trying to focus more on being in the gym and taking better care of myself like I used to. But it's hard because I'm so busy. You know, I put too much on my plate. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm starting to think that's just how it is right now and that's what I need to be doing. So I'm trying to have some balance.
Trying.
Yeah, trying. It doesn't always work. And I'm also creating in my spare time at 1 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a skincare line coming out.
Oh, that's right. You'd mentioned that.
Yeah. And I'm really super excited about that. It's some of the products, the toner that I have. Oh, it's incredible. I'm really into, like, natural skincare. And, you know, I've used everything over the years for
any chance on
years.
A shampoo and conditioner?
I haven't made a shampoo and conditioner.
Please do that. I mean, I've got like organic stuff I can basically eat that other people make, but I need a shampoo and conditioner.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm not a no poo person. I am going to wash my hair.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I wash my hair. So when you train, do you eat before you train and after you train? Do you eat or drink or what's your regime with that?
I don't before I train, but I do after. I'll usually make a smoothie with a bunch of stuff in it. I mean, it depends if I have coconuts or almonds or, you know, just a fruit smoothie or whatever it is. But I do try to eat after, not immediately, but depending on what time of day it is, too. But yeah, usually after. But I don't like to eat it for at least a few hours before I work out.
Now, you have, as far as I recall, always maintained eat what you want, especially during transition time.
Yep.
Eat what you want, when you want, and eventually your body will take over. Do you still feel that way? Has anything changed in your feelings about that?
I still feel that way. I mean, there's, I think, like I've always said, as you go along in the raw food diet and once you've been doing it for months or years, That'll change. Your body will naturally gravitate towards the foods it needs, and you'll start eating lighter, and some people might need to adjust their diet. But at first, I still really believe that it's the best way to help people get into the diet, have fun with it, stay on it, and make this a way of life. And when you get too regimented with it and make it too difficult and scientific and something you have to do and not just out of, you know, eating for like intuition and what you really feel like, if you're craving something, if you're not giving yourself permission to do that, I really think you're going to fall off the diet.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other thing is nuts, seeds, things like that, people still afraid of those.
Mm-hmm.
And
that still drives me crazy.
It drives me crazy, too, because when I first started raw, which is like 14 years ago or so, 13, 14 years ago, that's all we had. We didn't know anything different.
Right.
You know, salads, and we had made burgers and loaves and pies and stuff with nut crusts.
Yeah.
We all eliminated excess fat.
Yeah.
And I'm still here.
Yeah, and I think... you and I have talked about this before, Revel,
sure,
about how people do that on the board, and they go raw, and then they start getting more rigid with it, and they start cutting out nuts and all the fats, and how that drives us crazy. But because I know it's a slippery slope, I know that they're going to eventually be starving, and they're going to need something to eat, and they're going to fall off the diet. So it's not that you have to be eating heavy nut-based dishes every day or a ton of fat every day, but if you are eating whatever you want, if you're eating mostly salads and smoothies and eating light, if you want something or your body's craving it, and when you tell yourself you can't have it, that's when I think people start running into problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Our minds, our little monkey minds, are like children. Say you can't have something, and that mind...
And that's a horrible way to live. You know, we've talked about that before, too, the white-knuckling it, and it's not fun. I mean, it's just not a good way to live.
No. Food, you know, life was never made to be a struggle. And
right,
what we personally do for some reason is we create struggle around everything we do, and especially food.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I see it all the time on Raw Food Talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, things are going great. They're raw. They're happy. They're losing weight. They're feeling incredible. Then they decide to start cutting things out of their diet, and I think, why? If something's working, go with it.
Well, you know why? Because it's like we had talked about, it's not just about the food.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten the emotional, balance.
Yep.
And I know that's part of, is that still part of what you're teaching in your...
It is. Yeah, I really go into that for the 4-day training, it's all about the food. The first night is level one, totally about the food, because that really is, if you can deal with the emotional stuff, but if you really don't have any food in your house and you're starving, then you need to eat. It's just the physical basic need that you really need the food. But then the other part of it is, how do you stay on this? And how do you live this lifestyle? And that's when the emotional comes into play, because if you can't deal with the social aspects of it, or, you know, the whys of why you're doing this, and no matter how much food you eat, you're not going to be able to stay on it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much involved with food, you know, like when you go and visit. I mean, you and I have talked about this one. When you go to people's houses, I mean, go back to some of the original rockin' radios where Alyssa and I really got into how to be prepared. We talked that whole thing about how to eat raw, how to get started, and how to stay with it, and being prepared, and social aspects. That's a major thing for people, because they have their love for other people, or their fear.
Yeah. And that's the biggest thing I find in class. When people come to class, there's one day where I sit and just answer questions, and people ask me whatever they want. And that is such a huge thing for people. What do I do when I'm with my family? What do I do when I go out to eat with somebody? What do I do in social situations? And that's really a huge thing for people. And, you know, there's different little tools and techniques you can use. I mean, one where when I go out with people and they're having a hard time that I'm just ordering a salad, I always say to people, you know what? I don't care what you eat. Please don't care what I eat. I love you. I want to be with you. That's why I wanted to meet you for dinner. I can go home and make a salad, but let's focus on why we're here sharing a meal together. It's because I want to be in your company. It doesn't matter about, you know, what I'm eating. So there's different things like that.
You know, and when I hear you say that, I hear about the distraction of how people will focus on something other than the reason you're there.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So you wonder what's really going on behind this issue.
Yeah.
I mean, why are they distracting themselves about your food rather than, you know, the intimacy that they could be having?
Yeah.
And so,
absolutely.
You know, there's so many little underlying things that we don't even consider or know about.
No.
We're very weird.
Yeah.
And we like to complicate the ease.
Yeah, food brings up a lot of weird stuff with people.
Yeah. Alyssa, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thank you. I missed you.
You're welcome. September, I know, is going to be a busy month. I hope we can get together in October and, you know, check your calendar. And once everything gets going, maybe we can get together
in
October for Let's Talk Raw. And
that sounds good.
All of the people on rawfoodtalk.com can join in and ask you questions that you will have an hour to answer.
Wow. All right, I'm going to prepare myself for that.
You can't. These questions are phenomenal that these people are asking. It's just all this stuff going on.
Yeah. Oh, that would be fun.
So anyway, AlyssaCohen.com, and remember, go right now to register for letstalkraw.com because we've got some great interviews already up. Alyssa, thank you. Appreciate it. And good luck with everything you're doing,
thank
the
you.
Restaurant, the book. And I, like I said, I expect to see one in my...
Yeah, you will. It'll be a little while,
in my
you will.
New mailbox, because I did move up to Altadena.
Oh, nice.
All right. So thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode of Rockin' Radio. Please feel free to go to rockinradio.com to purchase books and DVDs by all of my guests to help keep this program on the air. If you'd like to advertise on or sponsor this program, please contact me at spillyourbeans@rockinradio.com. My engineer is Bo Estrup. I'm Revel Revity saying, remember to revel in life and always play with your food. Bye for now.